Blog Talk Radio.
Thanks to Abba Father for that atonement that he has provided and I receive, and may the I be sealed for good sealing for a new Shana, B'Shem Yeshua HaMoshiach, in the name of Adonai, Yeshua I HaMoshiach, I. Glory be the King, Kadamah HaSalasi. Yes, I, Rastafari, 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 Rastafari. Sound the shofar.
Bye.
Shana Torah for a good year. Abinu Melkeinu, our Father, I and I King. Yes, I, Rastafari, here in the season, the reason for the season right here. The Abinu Melkeinu. So let's get into the word sound of the Abinu Melkeinu. Abinu. In the good is Abuna. Say Abuna. Nagusana, our Father, our King, and Amharic, Abatachin, Nagusachin. Hebraically speaking, Albino Malkeno. Here, Haber, Yesai, Ras, Ayasin, Tafari, here. Gonna bring it forward. Let's listen. Give thanks. Ayanai, Haber. The Albino Malkeno, the Hebrew and the English. This prayer right here, this chant, this word sound during this time as we're in the 10 days of awe between the day of the trumpets, the day of the sounding of the Ram's horn, and Yom HaKippurim, the day of the atonement. Here.
Abinu Malkeinu, Chatanu, Lifneka. Abinu Malkeinu, Ein Lanu Melek Ela Ata. Abinu Malkeinu, Osei Imanu Lama'an Shimeka. Abinu Malkeinu, Chadesh Aleinu Shana Toba. Abinu Malkeinu, Batel Me'aleinu Kol Gerizot Kashot. Abinu Malkeinu, Batel Machshbot Soneinu. Abinu Malkeinu, Hafer Atzat Oibeinu. Abinu Malkeinu, Kale Kol Tzar Umastin Me'aleinu. Abinu Malkeinu, Stom Piot Masitineinu Umkate Regeinu. Abinu Malkeinu, Kale Deber Wecherev Werraab Ushbi Umashchit Mibne Beriteka. Abinu Malkeinu, Mina Magefa, Minchalateka. Abinu Malkeinu, Solach, Umchol, Lekol, Anoteinu. Abinu Malkeinu, Meche, Wehaaber, Paseinu, Minged, Aineka. Abinu Malkeinu, Mechog, Barachameka, Harabim, Kosit, Re, Choboteinu. Abinu Malkeinu, Hachazirenu, Bitshuba, Shleima, Lifaneka. Abinu Malkeinu, Solach, Refua, Shleima, Lechole, Ameka. Abinu Malkeinu, Katbeinu, Besefer, Chayim, Tobin. Abinu Malkeinu, Katbeinu, Besefer, Gula, Yeshua. Abinu Malkeinu, Katbeinu, Besefer, Parnasa, Wekalkala. Abinu Malkeinu Katbeinu Besefer Zekuyot. Abinu Malkeinu Katbeinu Besefer Shlicha Umchila. Abinu Malkeinu Herem Keren Israel Ameka. Abinu Malkeinu Harem Keren Mishicheka. Abinu Malkeinu Male Yadeinu Miberokoteka. Abinu Malkeinu, Male, Asameinu, Saba. Abinu Malkeinu, Shma Kolenu, Hus, Werachem, Aleinu. Abinu Malkeinu, Kabel, Berachamim, Ubratzon, Etifilatenu. Abinu Malkeinu, Petach, Shaare, Shemaim, Litifilatenu. Abinu Malkenu Zakur Ki Afar Anachnu. Abinu Malkenu Na Al Tisibenu Rekam Milfaneka. Abinu Malkenu Tehe Hasha Hazot Shat Rachamim Weet Ratzon Milfaneka. Abinu Malkenu Chamol Aleinu Weal Oleinu Wetafenu. Abinu Malkenu Oselam An Harugim Al Shem Kadsheka. Abinu Malkenu Oselam An Tibuchim Al Yehudeka. Abinu Malkenu Oselam An Baesh Ubamaim Al Kiddush Shemeka. Abinu Malkenu Nkom Nikmat Dam Abedeka Hashafuk. Abinu Malkenu Osei Lema'anka Im Lo Lema'anenu. Abinu Malkenu Osei Lema'anka Lehoshienu. Abinu Malkenu Osei Lema'an Rachameka Harabim. Abinu Malkenu Osei Lema'an Shimka Hagadol Hagibur Wehanora Shinikra Aleinu. Abinu Malkenu Chanenu Wa'anenu Ki Ein Banu Maasim Osei Imanu Tzedaka Wachesed Wehoshienu. Our Father, our King, we have sinned before you. Our Father, our King, we have no King but you. Our Father, our King, act benevolently with us for the sake of your name. Our Father, our King, renew for us a good year. Our Father, our King, a good year. Our Father, our King, remove from us all harsh decrees. Our Father, our King, annul the intentions of our enemies. Our Father, our King, foil the plans of our foes. Our Father, our King, wipe out every downpresser and adversary from against us. Our Father, our King, close the mouths of our adversaries and accusers. Our Father, our King, remove pestilence, sword, famine, captivity, and destruction from the members of your covenant. Our Father, our King, withhold the plague from your inheritance. Our Father, our King, pardon and forgive all our iniquities. Our Father, our King, blot out and remove our transgressions from before your eyes. Our Father, our King, erase in your abounding mercies all the record of our debts, our sins. Our Father, our King, bring us back to you in wholehearted repentance. Our Father, our King, send a complete healing to the sick of your people. Our Father, our King, rend the evil aspect of the verdict decreed against us. Our Father, our King, remember us with a favorable remembrance before you. Our Father, our King, inscribe us in the book of good life. Our Father, our King, inscribe us in the book of redemption and deliverance. Our Father, our King, inscribe us in the book of livelihood and sustenance. Our Father, our King, inscribe us in the book of merits. Our Father, our King, inscribe us in the book of pardon and forgiveness. Our Father, our King, cause deliverance to flourish for us soon. Our Father, our King, exalt the glory of your people, Israel. Our Father, our King, exalt the glory of your anointed one. Our Father, our King, fill our hands with your blessings. Our Father, our King, fill our storehouses with plenty. Our Father, our King, hear our voice, have pity and compassion upon us. Our Father, our King, accept our prayer with mercy and favor. Our Father, our King, open the gates of heaven to our prayer. Our Father, our King, let it be remembered that we are but dust. Our Father, our King, we beseech you, do not turn us away from you empty-handed. Our Father, our King, may this hour be an hour of mercy and a time of favor before you. Our Father, our King, have compassion upon us and upon our infants and children. Our Father, our King, do it for the sake of those that were slain for your holy name. Our Father, our King, do it for the sake of those who were slaughtered for your oneness. Our Father, our King, do it for the sake of those that went through fire and water for the sanctification of your name. Our Father, our King, avenge the spilled blood of your servants. Our Father, our King, do it for your sake, if not for ours. Our Father, our King, do it for your sake and deliver us. Our Father, our King, do it for the sake of your abounding mercies. Our Father, our King, do it for the sake of your great, mighty, and awesome name that is proclaimed over us. Our Father, our King, be gracious to us and answer us, for we have no meritorious deeds. Deal charitably and kindly with us and deliver us. B'shem Yeshua HaMashiach Adonenu V'moshienu.
Amen. Amen. Yes, yes, yes. Give thanks, Ross Ayerson, for the reading in the Hebrew and the translation English. Rabino Melkeno, especially said during this time, this season, during the atonement time, during the 10 days of awe, here in the fall festivals, what's called the fall festivals are here at the end of the year, right here. And just to segue this with the psalm, usually on this second day of the Shavua, here on the Monday, usually rise up to chant Psalm 48. Yes, sir. Rastafari.
Rastafari. Africa is a must. So no matter post now, of course, you have to jump on this your bus. Zion born, right?
Psalm 48.
Mizmor Memhet. Shir Mizmor Livnekora.
Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge, for lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together, they saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgment. Walk about Zion, and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever. Guide forever. Guide forever. Guide forever. Guide forever.
Mizmor Memhet, Shir Mizmor Livnekora. Gadol Adonai Mehullal Meod, Be'ir Elohenu Har Kocho. Yefe Nof Mesos Kol Haaret, Har Tzion Yarkete Tzafon, Kiryat Melech Rav. Elohim Be'ar Menoteha Noda Lemisgav. Kihine HaMelachim Noadu, Averu Yahdav. הם מראו כן תמהו, נבהלו נחפזו. רעדה אחזתם שם, חיל כיולדה. ברוח קדים תשבר אוניות תרשיש. כאשר שמענו כן ראינו, בעיר אדוני צבאות בעיר אלוהינו. אלוהים יכונניה עד עולם סלע. דימינו אלוהים חסדך בקרב היכלך. כשמך אלוהים, כן תהילתך על כתבי ארץ, צדק מלאה ימיניך. ישמח הר ציון, תגלנה בנות יהודה למען משפטיך. שבו ציון והקיפוה, ספרו מגדליה. שיטו לבכם לחלה, פסגו ארמנותיה, למען תספרו לדור אחרון, כי זה אלוהים אלוהינו עולם ועד, הוא ינהגנו על מות.
And here in the season right here we're at the 53rd, the 53rd, at the 53rd reading and feeding. Yes, I. A little bit of the ice sense right there. But yes, I. So here we're at the 53rd, but reflecting on the 52nd Torah reading and feeding, here we're at the Ha'azinu. Ha'azinu, broad in the ear, here. Linking with the Song of Moshe. But during this part of the season right here, certain of the Torah reading and feedings are read, and they help to complement. So to answer the question is, why read, you know, these particular Torah readings and feedings during the high Isla days, the high holidays, also concerning the Ark and concerning the black Israelite apostasy of the once lost, now found, Beit Yisrael, the Beit Israel. So here, this linking with the previous, Vayelech, and he went, and Moshe went forward, bringing us here to the Song of Moshe for this sabbatical study, for this strong. He had the 53rd, Ha'azinu, brought in the ear. We also have today's psalm, which also brings out this theme. Hopefully stay tuned for the Midrash, where we link the theme there, even with this, Ha'azinu, and also coming to the 54th, Wazot HaBaraka, and this is the blessing. But first, here, we're still trotting through the days of repentance, the days of Teshuvah, the days of awe, the days of dread, looking forward to the Wednesday coming up, this Shavuah, the Wednesday, or about two days forward to the Yom HaKippurim. But first, this right here. Yes, I hear from the Rastafari, the Monday podcast, Discipleship Radio podcast. Here.
Now, some may ask the question, why is Vayelech? Or some would enunciate as Vayelech. And he went. Why is Vayelech? Hey, do. He having gone. He went. Why is this Torah portion here, the 52nd Torah portion, why is it read during the High Isla Day season? What's the reason that it's read during the High Isla Day, High Holy Day season here, and the Shalosh Regalim here at the end of the year? He had the third of the three times in the year. Why is this Torah portion, Vayelech, and he went? Here we have one chapter. We have chapter 31. Chapter 31. Now, chapter 31, Moshe's last counsel to HaKohanim, to the priests, HaLuim, to the Levites, and to Yehoshua, and to Joshua. Why is it read? Well, Moses, this is Moses' farewell right here, giving warnings, instruction to a new generation. This was entrusted to HaLuim. Some say perhaps the Kohanim or the Kohathites, because it's them who carried or who cared for it and placed it beside the Ark of the Covenant as a testimony to Ahah. It was not placed inside the Ark, the Ha'aron, the Tabot, as where we have the two tablets of the Esoret HaDebarim, the Decalogue, the 10 words, the commandments. It was accorded the same honor as the two tablets, the 10 words, the Esoret HaDebarim. But they were not placed. This is a book, right? The book of the law, the Sefer HaTorah. The book of the law. Now, many ones in the New Covenant, the Brit Chadasha sense, when I speak of the law and the laws and you know, the law being, you know, done away with, people are not really quite clear, right? And the majority, the 85 of most of the Christians, you know, like I said, the dumb, deaf, and blind, but the 10, there's a 10 you know, estimated 10% would know better, right? The so-called religious authorities, we can say the Pharisees, the religious Pharisees and Sadducees, you know, of these latter days and times, of especially, you know, the counterfeit Christianity. But this has also crept in. This is creeping in, right? It's like an invasion, a spiritual, heretical invasion, right? That misunderstanding of what is really meant, right? When you say that the law is done away with, and then they read Hawari Apollos, Black St. Paul in the New Testament speaking on the law and the law being done away with, but the law being good, and people think like, well, what is this? Because they have not studied the foundation to know what is being referred to or what is being spoken of. So we have the book of the law, the Sefer HaTorah. Right? There's a book of the law, which is mentioned in Deuteronomy chapter 31, verses 24 to 26. The same thing as written, right, in the Torah scrolls. You know, some ask, is it the same thing that is written in the Torah scrolls of today? It's likely that there were some maybe scribal additions, such as this narrative right here, as well as the passage describing his own death, right, that later has been appended to Moshe's original Torah, because someone's going to say, well, if Moses wrote the five books, how could he write about his own death? You know, the scripture says, don't answer a fool according to his folly, so you're not dislike them. And then it also says, right, these verses are together, you know, answer a fool according, you know, answer a fool, right, so that he's not wise in his own conceit. This is a conceit of ignorance. Ones don't know, but think that he had found something. Oh, look, Moses wrote his, how could he write this? All right, so as we're studying, you know, Torah portion, section, reading, feeding the mana here and the mana there, right? And building on that, these questions are very, very important. So it's not to ignore these particular questions, but something because they ask a good question, and because in their own ignorance, it seems as though, okay, I gotcha. It's like a gotcha point. You got nothing. You know, it's like somebody think they got something, they open up their hand, and it's empty, right? So when it's asked whether the book of the Torah mentioned in Deuteronomy 31, verses 24 to 26, is the same thing, is it the same thing, right, as it's written in the Torah scrolls, the scrolls that we have today, and then also we have these translations in the English, the KJV, for example. It's likely that there were some scribal additions to the original one that was written, right, as we have to look at the history, right, the history of the Ark. Very, very good song by Ras Ivai, you know, and Ayabingi. You know, if you don't know the history of the Ark, right, of the Ark, the Aron HaBrit, right, the Ark of the Covenant, the Tabot, Ethiopically referred to as the Tabot. If you don't know the history, you need to know the history of the Ark. Where are we right now in this time-space continuum, in this event horizon, right? And what is the history, right? What is the true narrative from such a time to this time? Because just zooming in right here, right, we're looking in the context of right here. This is before everything that came behind it, right? But the core of what was written in the Sefer HaTorah is what we have here with those scribal additions, right, as they were to put to it in order to keep the context, because even in these latter days and times, we're confronted, even from amongst, you know, many of our so-called own people with these nonsense questions that really are based on a failure of reading and reading comprehension. Ones may have read, they say they read the Bible, oh, I've read the Bible, but have you studied it? Have you studied it? To ask that question is either a question you're going to ask and you're going to give the information, but if you're going to scoff it and mock it as though you have found something, you've got something, you've got nothing. So let's recognize this right here. But this is a very important and an interesting Torah portion reading and feeding right here. You know, it's one chapter. We have one chapter right here. A couple of the highlight themes in this chapter is that Moses gives his last counsel. Counsel. All right? Moses was at counsel Right? It was like that defense, you know, they say the defense attorney, so to speak, for Yisrael. But he gives his last counsel to HaKohanim, to Halloween, and to Yehoshua. He has already spoken to the people and to this new generation. We have a new generation coming up. The patriarchs, you know, that many of the patriarchs from those who came out, Mimitzrayim, out of Kemet, that later on wanted to return to Kemet, sounds familiar. In these latter days and times, even among many who call themselves Rasta, so to speak, right? That generation had wandered to death. Right? They basically received, you know, a gracious sentence instead of being an outright destruction at one time, right, for 40 years, a year for a day. And John said their clothing and their shoes did not wear out. Their clothing and their kicks, their shoes did not wear out, because that's important to the Lord Shefa, right? Their clothing and their shoes, even in the Midbar, even in the wilderness, even in the wilderness of this North Country, even in the wilderness of America, right, in the Caribbean, their shoes, right, their shoes or sneakers or whatever they want to call them, you know, their kicks for the feet, right, and the clothing is very important. So there was a whole generation that was styling and profiling for 40 years to death, a whole generation styled and profiled for 40 years to death. Now we have this new generation on the rise. Right? They've already been spoken to in the previous Torah portions here in this fifth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book known as the Sefer Devarim, Devarim HaDevarim. These are the words, the Devarim. These are the words, the words, the words, the words. As Prince Farai so sung and so chant, these are the words. Every time I hear the words, the words, the words. But some refuse to hear, to shema, and to give ear, and to hear, give ear intelligently. Right? Because we hear it. Right, it's like just receiving info. There's a lot of info right here. Right? There's a lot of info out there too. Right? But we have to make intel out of this info. What does this mean? What is it saying? Right? Make with reason on it. Right? So we can get a good standing. Right? What is our standing in Jah's word and in Jah's sight and in Jah's presence and in his perception? Are we able to perceive the reality of this word? Many didn't. That 40-year generation, they did not. But their children now, at the edge of the wilderness, right, just as black peoples here in this 400 year, right, 2019 to 2020, at the edge of the wilderness, they're on the brink, right? They're on the brink. So we have to check, right, what we hear, give ear to, and also what we think. I and I thought, how do we see this? How do we hear this? But here, Moses is counseling for the last time HaKohanim, the priests, Halloween, the Levites, and let's recognize the respective roles and responsibilities of the Kohanim, right, the priests, and the Levim. Right, so we can keep it, what do you say, Levitical, keeping it Levitical. But what's the true context of this? This is what study is important. Notice there was three, we could say three that are spoken to. The Kohanim, the Levim, the Levites, priests, Levites, and Yehoshua. And Yehoshua is told to what? To Chazak wa Eimat, to be strong. Chazak wa Eimat. Be strong, be brave, you have a good courage. Do not be afraid or dismayed. Lo tira, lo tira. Don't be afraid. Lo tira. Ulo techat. Ulo techat. Ulo techat. And don't be dismayed. Do not be dismayed. So there's also the second item right here, looking at the Schofield Study Bible right here at the superscription. Here when we get to the fifth, the Hamishi Aliyah, we have Yahushua, right? Yahushua has already now been, we could say, chosen, commanded, right, to be strong. And here Jehovah warns Moses, and also, of course, in Yahushua's hearing, Old Testament Joshua's hearing, of the apostasy. What's the apostasy? The falling away. There should be a great falling away. And this is a very important, these two, the fifth and the sixth right here, right, within this 52nd Torah portion reading and feeding this manna, right, this angel's bread right here, is very important because it also speaks, right, to us even in these times. It spoke about their falling away, how they will go after other gods, foreign gods, gods of the nations, of the lands. You hear a lot of ones talking about, we need to follow, you know, the different Africanite gods, these Africanite gods and those Africanite gods, right, of the land. Or, right, the gods of these foreign, the foreign gods, you know, the isms, the schisms, you know, the variety of isms and schisms. We should follow that. Right? As we say, no Marxist, you know, no Marxist Rasta. What's a Marxist Rasta? What's a commie Rasta, socialist Rasta, even so-called capitalist Rasta, right, or feminist Rasta, or so-called black revolutionary Rasta? These are all ones and ones that have not given heed and ear, a good ear, a clear ear. As it says in the word, you have opened my ear, right? The ear, there needs to be the opening of the ear to hear, right? Right and exactly what John's direction instructions are, because within the Torah, direction instruction, Sefer HaTorah is the nine, at least, we say at least, the nine areas of people activity. We actually see it in a summary of 10, but just going with Nellie Fuller Jr. and also Francis Cress Welsing, these are kind of known ones amongst INA that have put forward certain right and accurate points of reference, and we have the Fuller full in the direction instruction, as His Majesty said, for my part, Gormawi Karmawi, Haile Selassie, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be He, blessed be the name. And since for my part, I glory in the Bible. So all those ones, even the mutas, you know, muta, mute, right? It's mute. On some things, it's mute. Yes, we love I and I, brother, you know, right up to chant, you know, the, you know, certain things. But then some of the information, right, is actually disinformation, right? Some of the additional information. It's not saying that ones, you know, hey, if ones want to check out these things and eat off of other plates here and there, right? But then when you come to the feast, when you come to your feast, your belly should not ache. But it's only aching because you ate off of different plates here and there, all kind of things. Right? And some would try to misquote the words of the King of Kings and the King of Kings Christ. Right? And that is not right. But then we were already told these things to end from the beginning, right? Jehovah warns Moses, and as well as Joshua, right, of the apostasy, N-I-N-I, of the apostasy of Yisrael. Even before, it's a very important word, even before, right, it says right here in the Sheshi Aliyah, right, let's go over this, this is the point, this is the reason. Now we talk about the history of the Ark. If you don't know the history of the Ark, well, you're skylark, right, you're skylarking, right, and there's a lot of also, you see how the Gentiles, the other nations, the Romanists, right, have whitewashed our black Lord and Savior and His mother, right, and some of the cover story. They've also done this with the content of the word and of the gospel and the doctrine and the teaching. That's what it says, give us the teaching of His Majesty. We're not just speaking of in so-called secular ways, but first of all, the foundation in the holy place, in the Isle of place. Here, in 5th and the 6th, right, it says right here how they would go astray, right, how Jah people would go astray. And then we have the New Testament, right, 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 to 3, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 to 8, and Jude, Yehuda, right, Jude, right, also in another sense of the coin, the Greek could be Judas, but they translated he as Jude to distinguish from Judas, but actually the name is a good name. You know, there's more than one Judas, right, but this is Jude, not Iscariot. This is not Iscariot, right? We have Jude here, or Yehuda, Judah, right, verses 1 to 19, also speaking on the apostasy, the falling away. There should be a great falling away, even among many so-called pseudo-Rastas, or ones who will say Rastas or have said Rastas. Some have said it uprightly. What's the falling away? Falling away means that you was on, but now you're off, right? You were standing on the square, but now you have transgressed. You've gone beyond, right? It says it right here, Right? It says after Moses, it says, behold, thou shalt sleep with thy patriarchs. You shall sleep because the righteous truly do not die in that sense, even in the new covenant sense, right? But even here at the groundation, he shall sleep, right? Because if you're sleeping, you can wake up, right? Wake up, Jacob, and this people will rise up. Check it out. This people, talking about the once lost, now found, and this applies to black people, especially in the diaspora and the Americas and the Caribbean, rise up and go a-whoring. Go what? A-whoring after the gods, the Elohim of the strangers of the land. Whither way they go to be among them and will forsake me. So both ways, coming over to these lands which are not our own. That's the only way to be in the fullness of that word in Genesis for Jah people, right? Genesis chapter 15, so I've gone whoring after the isms and the schisms, right? And then when turning even with one's face, right, to the promised land, have gone a whoring after the Canaanite and the Afro-Canaanite gods and their religious theologies and philosophies, right? Against the way of his majesty. If you study the Rastafari, what's called the Rastafari movement, you will even see that. If you study historically and really do some in-depth study, you will see that from the groundation, right? Very, we could say, Hebrew and Israelite and biblical groundational Torah keeping in the sense of in Yahweh, truth and life, not just in the Old Testament sense, but in the full sense, moving to that full sense. Right? But then we know from Daniel's prophecy that the saints would get the kingdom, right? The true saints, not who men and people, Rome or certain so-called religious Pharisees or orthodoxies or whatever, who they want to make a saint. Once you hear people talking about, oh, they're going to make somebody a saint, that's uckery. That's folly and uckery. Right? From the true groundation, one who is set apart is a saint, and called Yisrael is called to be set apart. But they would leave that set apart state or status, that standing. See, being set apart is being in good standing. It's not no holier than thou and it's all these holy moly. See, when we sort of touch on those things, those are things outside. Those are things outside, but these are things that we should be coming out of and coming out of Babylon and entering in and being born again, right? And that being born, being regenerated. But it says that they would rise up, right, and go whoring after the gods of the strangers of the land with the way they go to be among them. And will forsake I and break my covenant which I have made with them. This word here, forsaking I. How many of them have forsaken the teaching of Gurmawik and Amawi Haile Selassie, of Haile Selassie I? How many so-called Rasta, you hear them? So Rasta dis, and Rasta dat, and how many of them have forsaken? Even some of them who can find on the record affirming the true first principles and the teaching of his majesty and the groundation in his glory in the Bible, going away from that and speaking contradictory and contrary. What is that called? That's a falling away. That's called an apostasy. All right? And he says, then my anger shall be kindled against them in that day, and I will forsake them. So now some of them become doubtful. Oh, you're such and such because they're getting older, right? And they may have had certain high hopes at the beginning, but were not faithful and consistent and went astray, just as HaTorah say from Yahweh. And what does it say? And I will hide my face from them. The perception, seeing, sight, they're not really seeing, sighting what they had sighted and seen. It's almost like what happened when they announced, that God is dead, right? And Barahana Selassie and others said, Jah live, Chaya, Chayahuwah, Chayahweh, Jah, Jehovah, live, children, yeah. But how many ones trim up and turn backward and went backward and returned to Egypt, to Kemet, so to speak, right? And they shall be devoured and eaten up, consumed, and many evils and troubles shall befall them. But then they want to talk about white supremacy, oh, it's white man. Don't you know that's a consequence of your falling away? That's a consequence. So that they will say in that day, Are not these evils come upon us, I and I, because Eloheinu, because I and I, Elohim, is not among us, I and I? Like some are asking to talk about, oh, you know, like, well, like, Halasasi was then, we have to do something else now. You see what happened? But they still will claim to be Rasta, and we ask, well, where did you get that name from? And superimpose, right, on the head of their so-called Rastaism schism, opposed on the head of it, you know, these other isms or these other gods or these other philosophies. Don't give us the philosophies and devil's philosophies. Give us the teaching of his majesty. But see, what it says here in verse 17 says, they will say in that day. See, in that day also is that day of their rising up and seeking to return and recognizing and realizing even in the land that is not theirs, the reality. But this is the hardest thing, right, for so-called Negroes, for so-called black, a lot of black sheep or black people, this is the hardest thing for many of them and many ones and ones and maybe many of y'all, you know, on a certain level. I'm not pointing no fingers, but this is something we have encountered, right? Actual encounter, that this is the most difficult thing. They will admit that, yes, reading this and looking at this in the true context, it does make a lot of sense. But, you know, there comes that so-called but, right? They can't admit this, that the evils have come upon I and I, right? When it says, because our Elohim is not among us, right? Not among, why? But what precipitated that? I haven't heard one say that, like, it's not the parents' fault. Whose fault is it? To a certain degree, the parents set up the consequences. I mean, and especially with the parents, the fathers, black man up, the fathers. See, and there's more responsibility among black people upon the black man, upon I and I as the so-called black man, as a mandem. What does John say? He surely will hide my face. Ones can't perceive that. Right, it's not in their face, it's not in their perception, right, in that day for all the evils which they have wrought, right, which I and I answer. When we continue in the ugly ways, the stray ways of even our patriarchs, our fathers, our forefathers, who, whether well-meaning or otherwise, had gone astray, right, from Yahweh, truth and life, right, according to the glory of his majesty. You know, you could say, yeah, my ancestors, yes, I love them, but many of them were wrong. Many of them were wrong, right? This is for I and I to go right and to overcome, you see? But they are turned to other Elohim, Acharim, right? This is why this was written. Notice in verse 19 it says, therefore write this, right? Write y'all this song, right? Write ye this song, write this song for you, and teach it to the B'nai Yisrael. Write a what? A song. Music. Look at that. The music, the message, and the music. All right? See how it connects with the straight and the narrow, the right exact teaching, the Rastafari, the music. Write it in what? Write it in a song. Write it in a song. Put it in their mouth. Put the song in their mouth, that this song may be a witness. A witness. A witness. In terms of the roots in the reggae. All right, it's a good thing even with the maybe social media and now with information, knowledge going to and fro, like Daniel's prophecy says, that we have access. We're able to have access, even a new generation, right? Need to look into the dub and the roots music. So much of the roots music is so grounded, right, in a lot of its core message. Right, because that tells us also witness for us the true roots, right, the scriptural, biblical, right, the divine heritage roots of the Rastafari. So this is why we speak, you know, and truth be spoken on certain levels, like chant. You know, there are times when we might not in our personal, we say fleshy selves, don't feel like, oh, I can't, we got to do a video, do an audio, and speak out on this. But then we remember, call to mind, chazak wa ematz, be strong and of a good courage. This is the instruction that was told to Yehoshua, and this is why Yehoshua, the son of Nun, was prospered in his work, right? Was, as they would say, successful, overcame, brought the B'nai Yisrael into the land, here, firstly and foremostly, is that book of witness. And where was that witness placed? It was placed beside, on the side of the ark. On the side of the ark. And that witness is a judgment. And it's that witness, that book, that judgment, and those particular ordinances that were against us, that HaMoshiach, Yeshua, right, took away for Kol Yisrael, that yay and amen. Na'amin. So if you don't know the history of the ark, first things first, right, got to tell you. You're skylark. This is the time, the season of blowing the shofar, the ram's horn. Lift up your vocal, your voice as a trumpet, right? And shoo, my people are me, their transgression in the house of Yaakov, of Jacob, their akaris, their fornication, the crown of the king of kings. Remember, there's the crown. There's a crown that's on the ark, the ark, the ark of the covenant.
Section saying they're unsubscribing. I always think to myself, like, executed every fucking day practically. This is the infrastructure's falling apart. Black people are getting executed every fucking day practically. Social services, the infrastructure's falling apart. Black people are getting executed every fucking day practically. I mean, this is insane. Why would we allow this to?
Rastafari liveth. Lassie liveth and reigns in the heart of all man forever.
Rastafari, raise your voice. Yes, sir. Hear. That was Sister Aisha right there. Raise your voice. Raise your voice. And interesting, here in the season, the Chabarim know this, no doubt, hopefully picked up on the connection of psalm. Well, it is a psalm. Actually, much of the prophets, we read it in the royal Amharic, but also get to the groundation of Meseretawi Kwankwa, as his Matthew says, Meseretawi, foundational Kwankwa, foundational language in the Amharic right there. We find that much of what the prophets said, the prophets, the various prophets that were sent to Yisrael, to Israel, and to even Yehuda, the northern and the southern kingdoms, much of their word sound was song, was even musical. There's a inner rhyme in Nuff 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 that we find in the prophets. But right there with Sister Aisha, raise your voice here, chapter 62 of Isaiah, the prophet. And this section here in Isaiah chapter 62 concerns the restoration of Yisrael. And it's a continuing narrative, a continuing reasoning, even from chapter 61, that speaks of the two advents, the two comings, so to speak, the first advent of Moshiach and the second advent. As I and I cite, the first advent in the King of Kings Christ, Jesus Christus, the Word made flesh, and the second advent, the King Messiah, even the King of Kings, greater David, the greater son, Ketamawi Hada Selassie. Weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah hath prevailed. The Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David. So we have the two advents in one view. In chapter 61, we get to verse 1 and 2. We have the Moshiach Yeshua Jesus in the synagogue, in the Knesset, the Mikrab at Nazareth, in Luke chapter 4, verses 16 to 21, reading this portion of the Torah and of the scrolls, of the prophetical, the scrolls right here, and stopping at the comma in the middle of Isaiah chapter 61, verse 2. So he read to proclaim the acceptable year of Jehovah, and then he rolled up the scroll. He didn't go on to read after the comma that you find in Isaiah chapter 61, verse 2, where it reads, and the day of vengeance, and the day of vengeance of Eloheinu, of Ayanai power, Hailahim, to comfort all that mourn. Now here in the Scofield Study Bible, verse 3 opens a new section concerning the kingdom peace, the Mengis Salam, the Malkut Shalom, the kingdom, the government, Shalom, peace, and Baraka, and the blessing after the day of vengeance anticipated. Now, this also connects with Genesis Bereshit, Genesis chapter 15, speaking of the 400 years, and also that nation whom they shall serve. Jah says he will judge the day of vengeance anticipated. Isaiah chapter 61, verses 3 to Isaiah chapter 65, verse 24. So this idea, this revelation, this prophecy unfolds over these chapters and continues into chapter 62. But the restoration of Yisrael that is in chapter 62 begins off in chapter 61, verse 3. And this is sheer word sound right here. The restoration of Yisrael, of the Beta Israel. When we see the Beta Israel, we're not just speaking of them over there, but I and I over here. Because John said he would scatter us everywhere, to the north, to the south, to the east, to the west, to the four corners of the earthly plane. So the restoration of Yisrael extends right here to Isaiah chapter 62 and 12. And it picks up here in chapter 61, verse 3, to appoint to them that mourn in Zion to give to them beauty for ashes. Now, it's interesting here in the season between the day of the trumpet, the day of the ram's horn, which is said to be a proclamation to awaken the soul, and the 10 days between the day of trumpets and Rosh Hashanah to Yom HaKippurim, a time of teshuva, a time of soul searching, the cheshbon hanefesh, of making that shuvu, that turn, doing teshuva, turning from the astray ways and turning to Yahweh, truth and life. So to appoint to them that mourn in Zion, it's interesting because according to Yahweh, there's only really one time in the entire ecclesiastical, the Hebrew churchical year, from Pesach, Passover, roughly around the April, May time, to the end of the ecclesiastical, the Hebrew churchical year, right here in this season, that we are commanded to afflict, right, to afflict the soul, the psyche. Just one day, a fast. Some say a 24-hour fast. So connected here, to appoint to them that mourn in Zion, to give to them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy, the oil of joy. So joy like an oil. It's interesting because the oil, according to the Hebrew two truths, the oil is a symbol of the spirit, of the irit, right? So the oil of joy for mourning, in place of mourning. Not good morning. You see how the English is? Rastaman elder said, pick sense out of nonsense. But here is the morning. Not the good morning, but mourning and sadness. The oil of joy for mourning. The garment of praise. The garment of Isis. Here, next higher level to I and I going to put it on. Put on what? Put on the garment of Isis. Not just giving Isis, but putting it on. Putting on the garment of Isis for the spirit, for the irid of heaviness, that they, speaking to I and I who receive, that they might be called what? Called who? Called trees. Trees of righteousness, the planting of Jehovah, that he, get that? That he might be glorified. Again, this is portion of the verse, that they, just chewing it, right? That they might be called, that I and I who receive might be called trees of righteousness. Remember when Yeshua, Adonainu, Rabbeinu, when he healed that man, right? You know, spirit and made clay and put on his eyes and asked him, what did he see? He saw men walking like trees. There's a deeper metaphysical of that as well, but just notice it from the first degree, basically, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of Jehovah, of he who be, who he be, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be he, blessed be the name, that he might be glorified. So here, do this for I and I, and we do this, that he might be glorified. Got to check out the glorified there. In the Hebrew, because we have the Tifara, Hebraically speaking, and the Tiferet right there. Just a moment right here. We're going to ride up with today's Psalm in the season of Psalm for the Gregorian September 13th. Right here is Psalm 5. But it's right here, looking in the Hebrew scroll of Yeshayahu, Isaiah chapter 61, verse 3. We just want to get the word right there. We think that it might be, yep. There it goes right there. Yeah, mata, planting, the planting, mata, Yahuwah, the planting of Jehovah, mata, Yahuwah, Lehita Paer. Here we have the Tiferet. Let's see if we have this right up here on the board. Wahu Haya, Wahu Hawe, Wahu Yehye, the Tiferet. Wahu, and he, Haya, there's a chant. There's a chant that is chanted, and this chant reveals within the chant the true meaning of what's called the Tetragrammaton, the Yahweh Hey, the Yahweh Hey, or the YHWH. Here, 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 just a look or a sample of it right here, here, here. Here they enunciate it more in the modern Hebrew. Vihu haya, vihu hoveh, vihu yihyeh. Well, more ancient pointing, with, and, who, and he, haya, he who was, with who, and he, hoveh, as we have in Yahweh, he who be, right, with who, and he, yihyeh, yihyeh, and Yahweh, yihyeh, and he who will be, he who will become.
Vihu haya, vihu hove, vihu yihye, vitifara. Vihu haya, vihu hove, vihu yihye, vitifara. Vihu haya, vihu hove, vihu yihye, vitifara. Vihu haya, vihu hove, vihu yihye, vitifara.
He who was, he who be, he who will become in glory, the tifara, tifara. Now we have on the tree, Kabbalistically speaking, a cipher right there in the center, right? So we cite His Majesty making the hand sign. His Majesty makes that Hebrew hand sign. What Hebrew letter does His Majesty Garmawi Nagus Nages often make with his hands? you didn't know it was a Hebrew letter. Yes, that sword right there. But at the point he makes that sword, right, he makes it at the Tifera, that Tifera point. So we have Tifera or the Tiferet on the tree, right in the center of the tree right there, the glory. We're going to build on this a little more, but just a little bit more right here, here, here. Goes on to verse 4, and they shall build. So these and those that receive, and they shall build, that receive in the two advents, the first and the second advent, the advent of Moshiach, Bain, Yosef, Messiah, son of Joseph, Moshiach, Bain, David, Messiah, son of David. Now, we get to the Ethiopic Enoch and the book of Enoch, even forth shadows, those two advents, those two comings. So the two advents in one view, kingdom, peace, Baraka, after the day of vengeance anticipated, which makes I meditate. Today, the match has been struck, right, in Ethiopia today, paraphrasing here, right, but the flames, the fire will burn. Right, Aropa, day of vengeance. They turned their backs on the King Messiah. The whole world went up in fire. Right, the restoration of Yisrael during this same time and season, with that rise amongst the lost sound of that consciousness of being Beit Yisrael, Beta Israel. And they shall build the old waste. They shall rise up. The former desolations, and they shall repair the waste cities, the desolations of many generations. So there are many generations of the lost sound before they rose up to declare and recognize who they really be. And strangers shall stand and feed your flock. So those of other nations besides ethnic Israel, strangers shall stand and feed your flocks. And the sons of the alien, not talking about some spooky stuff, no, the sons of ones who are basically, another word for strangers, foreigners, shall be your plowmen and your vine dressers. You see, a new economic, new world order is coming into play. So they're trying to fight against it by trying to reboot their old world order, 1776. But, verse 6, but ye, y'all, shall be named the priests, the Kohanim of Jehovah, men, shall call you the ministers. in the true sense, the true servants of Eloheinu, of I and I power. Ye, y'all, speaking to I and I who receive, ye, y'all, shall eat, Israelite, gotta eat the riches of Hagoyim, the riches of the Gentiles, the nations, the international community, and in their glory shall you boast yourselves. Interesting word right there. Got a reason on that. But forward. Verse 7. For your shame, ye y'all shall have double. And for your confusion, for I and I ancestors' confusion, they, speaking to I and I, we who receive, who Kabbalah, shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, in their land, they shall possess double. Where? Double in I and I land. Everlasting, eternal joy shall be to them. Verse 8. For I, Jehovah, love judgment. He who be, we be, is divine majesty. Love. Can you say love? Love judgment? I got so many ones and ones, you know, feeling afraid about judgment. This is a judgment time. Here in the 10 days of awe leading up to Yom HaKippurim, this is a judgment time. This is a judgment season. It's all about judgment. For I, Jehovah, the word says here in Isaiah chapter 61, verse 8, love judgment. I hate robbery for Olah, for burnt offering, for Yamikat El Miswayet. For burnt offering, robbery for burnt offering. We could really sit down and reason on that in the sense of I and I, Rastafari, and the burnt offering, right? Especially with now where the cannabis is legal in some places and all this confusion. It's robbery against I and I, Rastafari. But Jah say, I hate robbery for burnt offering, and I will direct their work in truth. Jah is seeking to direct I and I work in truth, in his truth, the truth. Not everybody got a truth. I don't care about, no, in truth, in John truth. And I will make an everlasting covenant. And what kind of a covenant? An eternal covenant with them. Now, here's something very interesting, not to be long or long-winded on this. Well, we want to belong to this, but not be long on this. Yeah, we belong to this, so it might be a little long on this. And I will make an everlasting covenant with them. Now, here in the Hebrew it says, U berit olam. U and berit olam. Some might enunciate in modern Hebrew as uvrit olam. U berit, berit, and berit, berit. It's only talk about British. That goes back to when ethnic Israel had set up a temporary kingdom and dominion there. But here, uberit and berit, a covenant, olam. Now, what's interesting is that the word olam, elsewhere, sometimes, depending on the context, right, because it's not about the letter of the law, but the spirit, translates as world. Why am I saying this? I'm saying this because y'all have heard before where it is said, right, for God so loved the olam, for Elohim Hailahim so loved the what? So loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And so, some people say, well, see, that's just for the whole world. For the whole world. But then Rabbeinu, I and I Rabbi, the Rabbi of Rabbis, Yeshua HaMoshiach, he says to I and I, Rabboni. I and I, Rabboni, Yeshua I, HaMoshiach I. He says to I and I, he says, love not the world, nor the things in the world. You know what I'm saying? So, but then they tell us, well, he so loved the world, right? And they say, well, it's not about, some try to say it's not about Israel, really. You know, it's about everybody else because Israel lost it. Either they're gone. But now we have grace and all of this kind of stuff, right? But some things are lost in translation. You ever wonder why in the upper room of Zion, when the mighty rushing wind came in, the cloven tongues of fire rest on their heads, right? That it revealed to them and showed to them tongues, languages, linguistics to unite them but giving them this key of language, that gift of what was it called? The gift of tongues, because many things get lost in translation. Enough things get lost in translation. See, here, this translation, if we now be consistent, if you say, well, for God so loved the world, we say, for God so loved forever. His love is forever. For God's love is forever. Because he has eternal love, even for Kol Yisrael, he sent his word, right, his word into the womb of Kedis Mariam, Ovis, right, for I and I salvation. So the word Olam elsewhere is translated as world. But in some places, Olam is translated as forever or everlasting. So here is translated as everlasting. Because if we read it the way they try to read it in the New Testament in some ways, and I will make a world covenant, what? With them? No. Ubrit Olam, and I will make an eternal covenant. For Elohim so loved eternally, everlastingly, even though he was wrath and wrath with his people, and he had to punish them, right? Punish I and I ancestors. His love is eternal. Here it says, Ubrit Olam Ekrot, Ekrot Lahem, Ekrot, he will make, the word for make is like to cut a covenant. He will make lahem for them. Just sort to just share that there. Hopefully we can build on that right there. Because the same word for everlasting, forever, in most of the areas in the Hebrew, in the Yehudit, in the Hebrew, right? And when I say Yehudit, I'm saying what Hebrew is called in the scripture. We're not saying Yiddish. We're not saying Yiddish. Get out of that. You know, understand the difference between what you call Hebrew and what is so-called Yiddish. Hebrew is Afro-Semitic. Yiddish is Germanic with a couple of Hebrew highlights. All right? So right here, verse 9. And their seed and their race, yes, their seed, their race, shall be known among Ha-Goyim, among the nations and nationality. So-called black people are known among every nation, nationality. They know about I and I. We might have to learn about them, you know, who they be, but they know about the seed is known among Ha-Goyim, the nationality, whether black Goyim, whether white Goyim, Asian Goyim, whatever Goyim, Goyim nations, nationality, and their offspring among Ha'am, among the people. All that see them shall acknowledge them, that they are the seed, the race that Jehovah has blessed. Verse 10, I will greatly rejoice in Jehovah. So here, some say this is now Yeshayahu's prayer. I will greatly rejoice in Jehovah. My soul shall be joyful in Elohai, Hailei. This part sounds a lot like the Magnificat, what they call the Magnificat. What Kedis Mariam, right? What St. Mary, right? Holy Mary said, I will greatly rejoice in Jehovah. My soul shall be joyful in Elohai. In the Hebrew, Elohai, I and I say, highly I, in I and I power. For he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. Again, I and I got to put it on. For he has done what? Clothed I with the garments of Yeshua, my salvation, Yeshua, getting to the roots. He hath covered me, covered I, with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decked himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorneth herself with her jewels. Now, this is an interesting verse. Just have to zoom in on this right here, because coming from the Hebrew, that part of the verse, let me just read this from the Hebrew translation. I will greatly rejoice in Jehovah. So sasis by Yahuwah. My soul shall be joyful in Elohai, Hailei. Kagel, nafshi. She shall be happy, nafshi, my soul. Belohai, and highly I. For he have clothed I with the garments of salvation. Ki hila bishani big day Yesha, big day, the garments of Yesha at the root of Yeshua, salvation. He has covered I with the robe of victory. Me'il sedaka ye atani. Me'il robe sedaka. Now, sedaka, from that root sedek, righteousness, sedaka is also charity. Hebraically, Judaically speaking, charity or righteous giving. Me'il sedaka ye atani, ye atani. Then it says, as a bridegroom putteth on a priestly diadem. That thing gets a little lost in translation, because in the KJV it says, as a bridegroom decked, italicization himself, out of italics, with ornaments. So to read it, as a bridegroom decked with ornaments. Here we have, as a bridegroom putteth on a priestly diadem. A priestly diadem. Khan. Ka like chatan. Chatan. A bridegroom. Ye kahain. Ye kahain. Kahain, Kohen, priest. Ye kahain. Priestly. Like to be priestly. Priestly. Right? Priestly. Pe'er. Pe'er. Right? Or one's translated as adorns himself with a garland. But almost like as a bridegroom makes himself a priest, right? Makes himself a priest. The verb, the pe'er, is at the root of tepara, teperet, or repointed as fe'er, fe'er, fa'ar, farai, fe'er. That's the same root right there, right? The verb is connected with kohen, right? The kohen, the verb yekahen. Yikahain, and may mean here, adorns himself with the kind of headgear, the kind of headwear and headgear worn by a Kohen, worn by a Kahin, worn by a priest. This ancient custom, some say, was forbidden at a later period as a mark of mourning for the destruction of the Second Temple or after like 70 A.D., this particular custom was forbidden. In other words, what we have here, wow, Jah, wow. There's a book His Majesty speaks of in the autobiography, book one, right, when he gives counsel, advice to his church, to that church of Philadelphia, the church of he who have the key of great King David, the church of brotherly love. When he says in the autobiography, right, that there was an ancient book, Metzhafet Teklil, is called the Book of Teklil, the Book of Crowning, right? The Book of Crowning. And this book is like the marriage document. It gives this ancient ritual, and thus he restored to his church, the Church of Philadelphia, the Ethiopian Tewahedo Church, the Ethiopian Orthodox Tewahedo Church. He restored to the church this practice of the man and the woman crown. So that the crowning that we have in the Ethiopic church comes from the Israelites of Ethiopia, this ancient tribe. And here we can prove it even as we study Yeshaya, Isaiah, chapter 61. Because after 70 AD, for the Yehudi and the Israelites elsewhere, this ancient custom was forbidden at a later period as a mark of mourning for the destruction, the downstruction, the construction of the second Heikal, the second temple, by the Romans, in other words, 70 AD. For a similar reason, a bride, too, was not allowed to wear a wedding crown, was not allowed to wear a wedding crown. So here, I don't know if the item knows this right here. We just want to share this part right here if we can bring it up. Otherwise, we shared it elsewhere before, but it's good to bring up again because the custom that the Ethiopians and the Israelites of Ethiopia still do, right, and His Majesty restored It's Godamawi Negusinagas, Kadamawi Hadasalasi, who restored this particular custom, right, this particular tradition that we get to find by studying Isaiah was something that was anciently done. But among the Yehudi, the Judahites, even we, the black Jews who had roamed far, far away, right, we stopped doing this, right, as a sign of mourning for the destruction of the second temple, that temple that Rabbeinu Yeshua HaMashiach testified, and many of our ancestors turned their backs on him. Therefore, Jah had to be righteous and just and allow to happen what he told us would happen from the beginning. But good news is this is a new day. Verse 11, let's just fulfill right here. For as the earth bringeth forth her bud, the buds, as the earth, as she, the earth, brings forth her bud, and as the garden causes the things that are sown in it, in her, to spring forth, so Adonai Yahweh will cause righteousness and praise and Isis to spring forth before all the nations, before all nationalities. And this now segues, continues in the next chapter, linking with the Sister Aisha tune right there, raise your voice as a trumpet, with that inspiration, that Rhema word, that's the chorus and the essence of her song, her eyes is that chant there. For Zion's sake will I not hold my peace. That means I keep silent. For Zion's sake will I not hold my peace. And for Jerusalem's sake I will not rest until the righteousness thereof of her go forth as brightness, and the salvation thereof as a lamp that burneth. And the Gentiles, the nations, the nationalities, the international community, and the Gentiles shall see thy righteousness. Seen, that's why the Rastaman say, the elders who say, seen sight, because the nations, the Gentiles, the international community must see I and I righteousness. The Gentiles shall see thy righteousness, and all kings, thy glory, and thou shall be called by a new name. Precious. It says new name. Thou shall be called by a new name. That the mouth of Jehovah, he who be, who he be, his divine majesty shall name. Here, 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 pausing at the second verse right here. See, we got, yes, I, the time right here, here, here. Here.
For from the rising of the sun, even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. And in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering. For my name shall be great among the heathen, saith the Lord of hosts, 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 saith the Lord of hosts.
Somebody say Aishans? Yes, I, Rastafari. Somebody say Buds? Yes, I.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. 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 Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense. 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 Before thee as incense.
Now here, here, here. Yes, I, the segue to the psalm right here, here, here. Today's daily psalm, we have Psalm 5. Psalm 5, Psalm 5. Here, here for the listeners in the live stream and elsewhere, we got like 28 minutes here. Of course, this is the Monday podcast, so a half an hour later, you know, we begin on this first day of our podcasting, which is the second day of the Shavuah. the second day of the week. So we have right here, we have Psalm 5. Let's just right here give praise with understanding, understanding, overstanding, so I and I know what the eyes is and the gathering is for. So here, we have a morning prayer. We have a dawning prayer, as the Rasta elder said, pick sense out of nonsense. You know, we say morning. We just talked about morning, right? Which morning are we saying? You see the word sound English? Here, let's say it as a dawning prayer. A dawning prayer. A prayer for the dawning, right? A dawning prayer. So here, the tone of this mizmor, of this chant, of this Isis, is like that of the preceding. The preceding. So here, Psalm 5 links with Psalm 4 in tone, right? In tone. And in Psalm 4, the Dalet, Mizmor Dalet, right? We had an evening prayer in relief. So here we have a dawning, right? A dawning prayer. And the tone is like the preceding, and the circumstances are somewhat similar. Namely, the speaker is exposed to danger from treacherous foes, enemies, and frenemy. He offers a dawning prayer, a prayer at the dawning of the day, before going to the Kodesh, the sanctuary, the Isla place, in that he expresses his and I expressing I conviction, being convicted that Ha'el, Ha'el, the power, the true good, the true God, who hates evil, Ra'a, Ra'a. In the Hebrew, Ra'a is evil, but that which is ill, that which is bad, that which is hurtful. Ha'el hates, who hates evil, will not allow wrongdoers to triumph. The righteous, Ha'tzadik, the righteous one, and Ha'tzadikim, the Tzadikim, the Tzadikim, may therefore rely, even deep end, up on him, even Ha'ilahim, the power, with confidence, with confidence, with Jah for them. So right here, let's rise up the chant right here, from low degrees to high degrees. Here, Hebrew highlights.
Psalm 5.
Mizmor he, lamnatseach el hannehilot, mizmor ledabi, 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 mizmor ledabi.
Give ear to my words, O Lord, O Lord.
Amarai ha'azina Adonai, 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 Adonai.
Consider my meditation, my meditation, my meditation, my meditation, my meditation.
Bina hagigi, 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 hagigi.
Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God.
My King and my God.
My King and my God.
Malki velohai, 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 velohai.
For unto thee will I pray, will I pray. Will I pray?
Ki elecha et pallal, et pallal, et pallal, et pallal, et pallal, et pallal, et pallal.
My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee, and will look up. For thou art not a God that hath pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell with thee. The foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity. Thou shalt destroy them that speak leasing. The Lord will abhor the bloody and deceitful man. But as for me, I will come into thy house in the multitude of thy mercy, and in thy fear will I worship toward thy holy temple. Lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness because of mine enemies. Make thy way straight before my face. For there is no faithfulness in their mouth. Their inward part is very wickedness. Their throat is an open sepulchre. They flatter with their tongue. Destroy thou them, O God. Let them fall by their own counsels. Cast them out in the multitude of their transgressions, for they have rebelled against thee. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. For thou, Lord, wilt bless the righteous. With favor wilt thou compass him as with a shield, 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 as with a shield.
Yes, I shield and lead. Yes, I Katamawi Hadaslasi, shield and lead right here. Yes, I. There's a verse, the verse where it says, I will look up. Really, it should be, I will look forward. Interesting, bringing that out of the Hebrew. I will look forward. As I and I say, forward ever, backward never. Now I will look up. But actually in the Hebrew, I will look forward. I will expect. I will anticipate. I will look forward. Yes, I. Here, here, here. We have Anthony Cruz here on a Rhema tune right here to today's daily song.
Yeah! Oh, na, 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 na. Mm-hmm. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry. For unto thee will I pray. My voice shall thou hear in the morning. I'll direct my prayer unto thee. And look up, for thou art not a God that has pleasure in wickedness. Neither shall evil dwell with thee. The foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity. Thou shalt destroy them that speak leasing. The Lord will abhor the bloody and deceitful man. Got to know the man, yeah. You've got to know the man, yeah. You've got to know the man, yeah. Jaja is the man. But as for me, I will come into thy house in the multitude of thy mercy. And in thy fear will I worship towards thy holy temple. Lead me, O Jah, in thy righteousness because of mine enemies. And make thy way straight before my face, O Jah. For there is no faithfulness in their mouth. Their inward part is very wicked. Their throat is an open sepulchre. So they flatter with their tongue. Destroy them, O Jah, let them fall by their own counsel. Yeah. Cast them out in the multitude of their transgression. They have rebelled against thee. But let all those who put their trust in thee rejoice. And ever shall for joy, yeah. Because thou defendest them, let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. For though Jah will bless the righteous with favor, with no compass, him as with a shield. My God is real. You've got to know the man, yeah. You've got to know the man, yeah. You've got to know the man, yeah. Selassie is the man. Got to know the man, yeah. You've got to know the man, yeah. Got to know the man, yeah. Jaja is the man. Hey, Jaja is the man.
Yes, yes, yes. Isn't the song that says that man who you have made strong for thyself? Yes, yes. Let me see if I get that part right here just to share that. Give thanks. That was Anthony Cruz right there. Chant the time moving forward during these days. Right here. Let's see if we find that part. Psalm 80, verse 17. May thy hand be up on the man of thy right hand, up on the son of man whom thou madest strong for thyself. So there, Anthony Cruz, yes, I on Psalm 5 right there. He says, you got to know the man. Selassie is the man. Here, Psalm 80. Verse 17, may thy hand be upon the man of thy right hand, It's interesting with Yemen. Yemen in Hebrew means the right hand. We have Yemen, right? Yemen is at the right hand of Ethiopia. But may thy hand be upon the man of thy right hand, upon the son of man, that man child, Revelation 12 leads to far, upon the son of man whom thou madest strong for thyself. What did Rabbeinu Yeshua HaMashiach say? He said that Elohim is a spirit, right? And those who worship him in spirit and in truth. So taking in this context, that God and man one, may thy hand be upon the man of thy right hand, upon the son of man. It's that last part right here. Whom thou, the I, madest strong, be strong, amat, for thyself, for the I self. So here, gonna ride up, get like 17 minutes or so. Here. We have a midrash, we touched on it before, yet we didn't touch on the fullness, only that first part of the midrash that basically takes the superscription. Let's turn King James Version. Let's look at King James Version from low degrees to high degrees. Here in the King James Version of today's daily psalm, it says to the chief musician upon Nehilot. Nehilot in the Hebrew, Nehilot, right? Ilha Nehilot, a psalm of David. So in the midrash that we shared, I think a couple of days, maybe a moon or so ago, we had Psalm 5. So we went into the first part of the midrash. The first part of the study was bringing out the Nehilot. Now, in some places, some interpret Nehilot as a musical instrument. There are some ones and ones who would say, well, maybe it's flutes, maybe it's this, maybe it's that. But here in the midrash, in the ancient study of the psalm, the first proper verse that is a superscription nowadays to the chief musician up on Nehilot, it zooms in on that. But here's what's interesting is that the Scofield Study Bible, in tune with the ancient midrash, says that Nehilot is not a musical instrument, but it means inheritance. And it indicates the character of the mizmor, of the chant, the Isis, that the righteous, the tzaddik and the tzaddikim, the tzaddik is like a righteous one, and the tzaddikim are like righteous ones, are Adonai, Rastafari's inheritance. We found that to be particularly interesting right there, that the Scofield note brings out that up on Nehilot is speaking of inheritances. So we had shared that previously before, but looking at the time that we have right here, we got an opportunity to go into the second, third, fourth, up to the seventh of the 11 sections, breaking down and building up on today's psalm, and would like to share it with the eye right here. It can come forth a cappella, didn't work on a remix just yet. But here, first things first, Bakir on a dub called Sunday Morning Dub right here, because the vibe really brings out today's psalm. Gonna write up with the Hebrew first and then backed up by the English translation. If one's speaking a tongue, let there be one to interpret. Hey, yes, sir.
מזמור ה למנצח אל הנחילות מזמור לדוד אמרי האזינה אדוני בינה הגיגי הקשיבה לכל שבעי מלכי ואלוהי כי אליך אתפלל אדוני בוקר תשמע קולי בוקר אערוך לך ואצפה כי לא אל חפץ רשע אתה, לא יגורך רע. לא יתייצבו הוללים לנגד עיניך, שנאת כל פועלי אבן. תאבד דוברי חזב, איש דמים ומרמה יתעב אדוני. ואני ברוב חסדך אבוא ביתך, אשתחווה אל היכל קודשך ויראתך. אדוני, נחני וצדקתך למען שורריי, הישר לפני דרכך, כי אין בפיהו נכונה קרבם הבות, קבר פתוח גרונם, לשונם יחליקון. האשימם אלוהים יפלו ממועצותיהם, ברוב פשעיהם הדיחהם, כי מה רווח, וישמחו כל חוסי בך, לעולם ירמננו, ותסך עלינו, ויעלצו בך אוהבי שמך. כי אתה תברך צדיק אדוני, קצין נא רצון תעתרנו.
Psalm 5. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God, for unto thee will I pray. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee, and will look up. For thou art not a God that hath pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell with thee. The foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity. Thou shalt destroy them that speak leasing. The Lord will abhor the bloody and deceitful man. But as for me, I will come into thy house in the multitude of thy mercy, and in thy fear will I worship toward thy holy temple. Lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness because of mine enemies. Make thy way straight before my face. For there is no faithfulness in their mouth. Their inward part is very wickedness. Their throat is an open sepulchre. They flatter with their tongue. Destroy thou them, O God. Let them fall by their own counsels. Cast them out in the multitude of their transgressions, for they have rebelled against thee. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. For thou, Lord, wilt bless the righteous. With favor wilt thou compass him as with a shield, 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 as with a shield.
Let's ride up. So we got 10 minutes right here. So ones and ones can't catch it now. Hopefully catch it on the replay. Yes, I. So here, the Midrash, part of the Midrash right here. Going to ride up and carry us into the grace part of the podcast here. Here for the second day called Monday right here, Psalm 5, the Midrash, the build. Yes, I, the study.
In a different exposition, the verse, even the Aleph, Hebraically the first verse of Mizmor Hey, Psalm 5, in a different exposition, the verse is read for the leader upon Hanachilot, Hanachilot, Lamnatzeach, El Hanachilot, for the leader, that is, for him who causes to inherit, lamnatzeach il hanachilot, for him who causes to inherit. Elsewhere, Scripture says, even in the Mishle Shlomo, in the Proverbs chapter 8, verses 19 to 21, I lead in the way of righteousness, that I may cause those that love me to inherit Hanachil, substance. Proverbs, the mashal, the parables, the proverbs. Mishle Shlomo, Proverbs of Solomon. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 19 to verse 21. I lead in the way of righteousness, that I may cause those that love me, that love I, to inherit hanachil, substance, to inherit substance, to hanachil, substance. And here, Mishle Shlomo, Proverbs chapter 8, verses 19 to 21. Tov, peri, me yacharutza ua mipaz, ua te vo ati, miya kesefa nivachar. My fruit is better than gold, yea, than fine gold. Tov, pir yi, o pir yi, good pir yi, good fruit, me charut u mi paz, my fruit is better than gold. O pir yi, yea, than fine gold, me charut u mi paz, and my produce than choice silver. U te vuati mia kesefa nivachar, and my produce than choice silver. O periya me charutza umipaza, uta vuati ya mikasefa nivachar. Verse 20. Be oracha tzedaka ahalek, be tok netivot mishpat, I walk in the way of righteousness. Be oracha tzedaka ahalek, in the midst of the paths of justice. Be toka netivota mishpat. Verse 21, that I may cause those that love me, that love I, to inherit substance, and that I may fill their treasuries. Li hanachila o havai yesh wi otzarotehem amalei, that I may cause those that love me, that love I, to inherit substance. Li hanachil o habai yesh. Li hanachil o habai yesh. That I may cause those that love me, that love I, to inherit yesh, substance. We ot rotehem malei, and that I may fill their treasuries. We ot rotehem, and their treasuries in Malay, I may fill. Here the Midrash, I lead in the way of righteousness, or here, I walk in the way of righteousness. Be orach tzedaka, be orach, in the orach, in the way, the path, tzedaka, of righteousness, of charity. Be orach tzedaka, Ehalek, I walk, I trod, I lead in the way of righteousness. Be'orach tzedaka, Ehalek, that I may cause those that love me, that love I, to inherit. Li hanachil, to inherit, to hanachil, substance, yesh. Li hanachil o habai yesh. Li hanachil o habai yesh. That I may cause those that love me, that love I, o habai, those who love I, to inherit li hanachil substance yesh, li hanachil ba yesh. And here in the verse, according to Rav Chanin Bar Ada, Torah is speaking of herself. Torah is speaking of herself and saying, even in the words of the Mishlei Shlomo, the Proverbs of Solomon, Proverbs chapter 3, verse 16, length of days is in her right hand. In her left hand are riches and honor. Length of days is in her right hand. In her left hand are riches and honor. Here, Mishlei Shlomo. Oreka yamima biya minaha. Length of days is in her right hand. Oreka yamim, length. Orek yamim, days. Biya minaha, in her right hand. Oreka yamima biya minaha. In her left hand are riches and honor. Kisa molaha. In her left hand, kisa molaha, osher with kavod. In her left hand are riches, osher, riches with and kavod and honor. And here the fuller verse, orek yamima biya minaha, kisa molaha osher with kavod. Length of days in her right hand, in her left hand are riches and honor. Here, Torah is speaking of herself, saying, length of days is in her right hand. Orek yamima biya minaha. In her left hand are riches and honor. Kisa molaha osher wikavod. And yet, my children are poor. And yet, my children are poor. So Torah is speaking of herself and saying that length of days is in her right hand. In her left hand are riches and honor. And yet, my children are poor. Nevertheless, says Adonai, because they occupy themselves with Torah. Even in their poverty, I will cause them to inherit the substance of 310 worlds. For it is said that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance, to inherit yesh, to inherit substance, to inherit yesh. Lihanachila ohabai yesh. Li hanachil ohabai yesh, that I may cause those that love me to inherit yesh. Li hanachil ohabai yesh. And here, Midrash note here on Mizmor Hey, on Psalm 5, here the Midrash note on yesh, that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance, to inherit yesh. Here, Midrash note, the Hebrew numerical value of the Hebrew letters in yesh, the yod and the sheen, as yod Hebraically has a numerical value of 10, and the sheen has a numerical value of 300, and this here, according to the Hebraics, the Hebrew numerology, the Yehudit, here, it equals 310. So, hear in the reasonment that nevertheless says Ha'adon, says the Lord the Sovereign, because they occupy themselves with Torah, even in their poverty, I will cause them to inherit the substance, the yesh, of 310 worlds. Then the verse, hear from Proverbs, Mishle Shlomo, chapter 8, verse 21, that I may cause those that love me, that love I, to inherit substance. Li ha'nechil lo habai yesh. Yesh, Hebraically, has numerical value because of the letters Yod, 10, and Shin, 300. Thus, it equals 310. And I will fill their treasuries with otzorotehem imalei, that I may fill their treasuries and their treasuries with otzorotehem, with and otzorotehem, their treasuries imalei, that I may malei, fill imalei. Li hanechilo habaye shall wear otrotehem in Malay, that I may cause those that love I to inherit substance, to inherit yesh, and that I may fill their treasuries with otrotehem in Malay. And lamaze, and why are my children poor in this world? So that they might not occupy themselves with vain things. And why are my children poor in this world? So that they might not occupy themselves with vain things, with vanity, with vain things, and thus forsake HaTorah, and thus forsake the Torah. Indeed, it is the duty of a man to put aside his own walk, his own work, and occupy himself with HaTorah. For HaTorah, for the Torah comes before all else. As is said, even in the Mishle Shlomo, in the Proverbs of Solomon, Proverbs chapter 8, verse 22. The Lord made me as the beginning of his way, before his works of old. Yahuwah Jehovah made I as the beginning of his way, before his works of old. Yahuwah Kanani Reshit Darko Edema Mifa Alayo Me'az. Yahuwah, he who be who he be, saith Chokmah, saith wisdom, saith HaTorah. Yahuwah Kanani Reshit Darko. Jehovah made me, made I, as the beginning of his way. Yahuwah Kanani Reshit Darko. The first of his works of old, Edem, Mif Alayo Me'az. Yahuwah Kanani Reshit Darko. Edem, Mif Alayo Me'az. And here, another Midrash note. Here, from the Mishle Shlomo, Proverbs chapter 8, verse 22. Here we have Chokmah, wisdom, the Hebrew Sophia speaking. And here we have HaTorah. Here we have she, her, the mother speaking. Here, zooming in on made me and the Hebrew Kana, usually meaning to acquire, has the meaning create, to create the universe, the Einiverse, or Yisrael by Ha Elohim, by Ha'ilahim, by the power. We have this in Bereshith, Genesis chapter 14, verses 19 and 22, in Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 32 and 6, in Psalms, Psalm 39, verse 13. So here, when Chokmah, when wisdom says, Yahuwah kanani reishit darko. Translators translate, the Lord, or mo better, Jehovah made me as the reishith, as in bereishith, the first words of the Torah, bereishith, often translated as in the beginning, but Hebraically, in beginning, or in chokmah, in wisdom, in the Hebrew, Sophia, in Torah, Yahuwah kanani, reishit darko, Jehovah, he who be, who he be, Yahuwah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, made me, or kanani, kanani, the root of kanani, which is translated here as made me. Now here in the KJV, the King James Version, Proverbs chapter 8, which is in praise of wisdom, in praise of wisdom, in praise of the Hebrew wisdom, the Hebrew Sophia, right here in verse 22, it reads, the Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way, before his works of old. Before his works of old. And here next to possess, here, Schofield Study Bible, there's a footer next to possess, a one leading to the footnote. It says that wisdom, that the Hebrew, the Chokmah, Sophia, wisdom, is more than the personification of an attribute. Chokmah, wisdom, is more than the personification of an attribute of Ha Elohim, of the power of Ha'ilahim, or of the will of Ha'ilahim, Ha Elohim, as best for man. But Chokmah, wisdom, is a distinct adumbration of Moshiach. Here they have the word adumbration. So what is adumbration? Adumbration. A-D-U-M-B-R-A-T-I-O-N. And here the word adumbrate, adumbration, is here simply defined as report or represent in outline. Another way of bringing out as to indicate faintly, or in this sense, to foreshadow or symbolize, as in what qualities in Christ are adumbrated by the vine, what qualities in Moshiach are foreshadowed or foreshadowed or symbolized or reported or represented in outline or indicated faintly. So here, in connection with the KJV translation of this very important verse from the Mishlei Shlomo, the Proverbs of Solomon, the Proverbs of Solomon, chapter 8, verse 22, where it reads in the KJV, the Lord possessed me. Elsewhere in the Hebrew translation, from the Hebrew, the translator translates, made me. So what is kanani? Kanani. Is kanani made me? Is wisdom saying that made me in saying kanani? Or is wisdom saying possess me in kanani? Here, the footnote in the Schofield Study Bible says that chokmah, right, that chokmah is more than the personification of an attribute of Elohim, of the power, or of the will of Ha'ilahim, the power, as best for man, but a distinct adumbration, a distinct report or representation, an outline or indication faintly or foreshadowing or symbolization of HaMashiach, of the anointed of Christos of Christ, is sure, always faithful, always sure to the devout mind. Here, pointing to Proverbs chapter 8, zooming in on verses 22 to verse 36. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 22, this verse to verse 36. Compare this with John chapter 1, the gospel according to Yohanan, the gospel according to Johannes, John's gospel chapter 1, verses 1 to 3, and Colossians chapter 1, verse 17 can refer to nothing less than the eternal Son of HaElohim, of HaElohim, the eternal Son of the Power. So here in the Hebrew Mishle Shlomo Proverbs, where we have the Hebrew Yahuwah Kanani Reshit Darko, Jehovah made me. They have the translation made me. In the KJV for Proverbs 8 and 22, Jehovah, they have possessed me. So here, zooming in on, is it made me, is it possessed me, or what is it Hebraically? The verb kana in kanani, usually to acquire. Kanani, and he who be who he be, kanani, acquired I. Also, it has the meaning of to create in the sense of the universe, ha-olamim, or of Yisrael, the creation of the universe, the universe, or of Israel by way of ha-elohim, the power. It is to be noted how the writer here stresses the thought that chokmah, right, that chokmah, that wisdom, chokmah, is something apart from, brought into being by, and therefore subservient to HaElohim, to Elohim, to HaElohim, to the power, the true good, the true God, by asserting the fact of its creation at the outset, or its kana, its acquisition, its kana, kanani, and he who be who he be, kanani, acquired I, created I, reshit darko, reshit, the beginning, or more directly, acquired I as a beginning of his way, as we have in the first word of HaTorah, B'Reshith, in beginning, in Reshith, in Chokmah, in wisdom. So here, it is to be noted how the writer here in Mishle Shlomo, the Proverbs of Solomon, stresses the thought that wisdom, that Chokmah, Hebrew Chokmah, Bamarinya, Tibet, in the Amharic Tibet, in the Koine, Sophia, is something that wisdom is something apart from, brought into being by, and therefore subservient to HaElohim, to the power, by asserting the fact of its creation at the outset. What distinguishes this conception of wisdom is the fact that here wisdom is, as it were, temporarily detached from its divine source and treated as a personality. But what is of importance to point out is that its detachment from its divine source, HaElohim, its detachment from the divine source was not meant by the writer to imply, quote, any theory of permanent distinctions within the divine nature, each endowed with its own separate self-consciousness, end quote. Wisma, wisdom, hakma, chokma, tibet, sophia, has no personal life of its or of her own, and points to no profound mystery on the being of Ha Elohim Ha'ilahim. Right through the passage, it is Ha'ilahim's chokmah. It is the power, the source, the true good, the true God's wisdom, the true good, the true God's sophia, the true good, the true God's tibeb. For the Hebrew, the Yehudi reader, this targum, this interpretation is of much importance in view of the Christological use made of this section right here, by the early church fathers. So here, Yahuwah Kanani Reishit Darko Kedem Mif Alayo Me'az. He who be, who he be acquired, created I as a beginning of his way, the first of his creations of old. The first of his creations of old. Kedem. The Kedem, Mif Alayo Me'az, the beginning of Darko, a beginning of Darko, Darko, the process of creation, Darko, his way, as we have in the first word of the Torah, B'Reishith, B'Reishith, Yahuwah Kanani Reishith. Darko, he who be, who he be, acquired I, Reishit, beginning, Darko, his way, his process of creation of old, And here, KJV reads, Jehovah possessed me in the beginning of his way before his works of old. Before Kedem, before his works, Mifa'al, in Kedem Mifa'alayo, Kedem Mifa'alav, Kedem Mifa'alayo Me'az. And here, the note is that of old must be attached to made me, possessed I, and not to works. So here, the wisdom, chokmah, sophia, yeshua, connection right here, the pistis, sophia, the roots, here, Yahuwah, kanani, reishit darko. Make Adam Mif Alayo May from us from that time May us from that place May us Yahuwah Kanani Reishitarko Adam Mif Alayo May us.
ሰለሞን ማለ አርሱ በፊት በእውነትና
These are also the proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out.
Thank you.
Stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another stammering lips and another stammering lips and stammering lips this stammering lips this stammering lips this stammering lips this stammering lips for with stammering lips and another tongue, and another tongue to this speech, another tongue to this speech.
Evil, evil, evil.
Another exposition of for the leader upon the Nechilot inheritances. Another exposition of La Menatzeach El Ha Nechilot. This verse is to be read, Zehu Shamar HaKatub, in the light, illumination of what Scripture says elsewhere, even in Psalm 116, verse 12. What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits towards me? What shall I render to Jehovah for all his benefits towards I? Ma ashiv la Yahuwah kol ta gemolohi alai. What can I repay to Jehovah? Ma ashiv la Yahuwah all his bountiful dealings towards me. Kol ta gemulohi alai. What can I repay to Yahuwah, to Jehovah, all his bountiful dealings towards me, towards I? Ma hashiv la Yahuwah, kol ta gemulohi alai. What shall I render, what shall I repay to Jehovah for all his gemlohi alai, all his benefits towards I? Rav Samuel taught, there are four psalms, four chants, four psalms that one would have expected Adam to compose, but that David composed. They are these, namely, Psalm 24, Psalm 19, Psalm 92, and today's daily psalm. They are one. The earth is Jehovah's and the fullness thereof, and
her fullness. La Yahua Haaretz U Miloaha. The earth is Jehovah's. La Yahua Haaretz and the fullness thereof and her fullness. U Miloaha. La Yahua Haaretz U Miloaha. The earth is Jehovah's and the fullness thereof and her fullness. And Lama Zeh, why? Lama, why would one have expected Adam to compose this? Because the earth and the fullness thereof and her fullness, Meloaha, were created for him. Second, the heavens declare the glory of God. Hear, hear, hear. Psalm 19. And why? Lama, lama ze. Why would one have expected Adam to compose this? Hashemayim mesaprim kod el. The heavens, Hashemayim, declare mesaprim the glory, kabod of El, kabod El. Hashemayim mesaprim kabod El. The heavens declare the glory of El. And why would one have expected Adam to compose this? Because he was the first to behold Hashemayim, the first to behold the heavens. And thirdly, a psalm or song for the Sabbath day. Hear, hear, hear. Psalm 92. Mizmor Tzarei Beit. Mizmor Shir Leyom HaShabbat. A psalm. Mizmor, a chant. Mizmor. Shir, shir, a song. Shir, le yom hashabbat, for the Sabbath day. Le yom, for the day. Hashabbat, for the day of the Sabbath. Mizmor, shir, le yom hashabbat. And lama ze, lama, why would one have expected Adam to compose this? Because HaShabbat, the Sabbath, saved him from immediate destruction. And here, a midrash note on, because HaShabbat, the Sabbath, saved Adam from immediate destruction, immediate downstruction. Here, the midrash note. The midrash note points to the midrash, the study on Psalm 92, the third perek, the third section, 92.3, on because HaShabbat saved Adam from immediate destruction. Here. Midrash, Psalm 92.3. Another comment on Mizmor Shir. Another comment on Mizmor, a psalm, a chant. Isis, Shir, Shir, a song. Elsewhere, Scripture says, even in Psalm 68, verse 12, Hebraically, the Lord Adonai gave the word. Great was the company of those that published it. And here, Mizmor Samech Chet. Here, Psalm 68, Hebraically the 12th verse. Adonai Yiten Omer Hama Basarota Tzava Rav. Here, Adonai gave the word. Adonai Yitain Omer. The woman that proclaimed the tidings are a great host. Ha Mibasarot Tzava Rav. Adonai Yiteno Mera Ham Basarota Zaba Rav. Or translated as Adonai Adonai gave the word. Great was the company of those that published it. Or Hebraically, Adonai Yiten Omera Ham Basarot Tzaba Rav. Adonai Adonai gave the word. The woman that proclaimed the tidings are a great host. Ham Basarot Tzaba Rav. Implying that the Dibrei Elohim, the word of the power, was spread abroad in a great number of languages. For the word divided itself into seven voices, and the seven voices into 70 languages. Rav Yehoshua ben Lewi, Joshua ben Levi said, as when a man strikes an anvil and causes the sparks to fly off in all directions. And Rav Jose bar Hanina said, as when a man strikes a rock with a hammer and causes small stones to fly off in all directions, even so, great was the company of those that published it. Ham Basarot Tzaba Rav. Great was the company. The woman. Ha Mebasarot Tzaba Rav. Great was the company of those that published it. As HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Holy One, the Sanctified, Set Apart One, the Isla One, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, blessed be He, let made the word out of his mouth. Let the word out of his mouth. It divided itself into many radiances. Nuff, 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 radiances. As is said, Adonai Yitain Omer. Adonai gave the word. Adonai Yitain Omer. Great was the company of those of them that published it. Ha Mebasarot Tzaba Rav. And here Shema, here a Midrash note, in the Midrash note here at Adonai Yitain Omer. Adonai gave the word. Adonai Yitain Omer. Here Midrash note on Omer. Omer. Word, Omer. The commentator here seems to find a suggestion of Maor, Maor, light, or Maor, radiance. So here in the word, word, here, Psalm 68, Hebraically the 12th verse, Adonai Yitain Omer, Omer, word. Commentator finding a suggestion of Maor, light, Maor, radiance. A variant reading, however, also has utterances, Omer, utterances for radiances. Confer Buber's note 32. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Here. Shemot. Exodus chapter 20, verse 8. Zakor et yom ha-shabbat l'kadesho. Remember, zakor, the Sabbath day, et yom ha-shabbat, to keep it holy. L'kadesho. Zakor et yom ha-shabbat l'kadesho. The Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, the Israelites, honor HaShabbat, the Sabbath, with food, with drink, and with fresh garments. As is said even in Isaiah, chapter 58, verse 13, that reads, call the Sabbath a delight, and the holy of the Lord a refreshment. And here, Isaiah chapter 58, here, verse 13, this part. Wikarata la Shabbat oneg, likdosha Yahuwah mikubad. Here, and call the Sabbath a delight. Wikarata la Shabbat oneg, and the honorable and the holy of Jehovah, honorable. Likdosh Yahuwah mikubad. Wikata la Shabbat oneg, likdosha Yahuwah mikubad. And call the Sabbath a delight, and the holy, the Isle of Jehovah, a refreshment. Wikata la Shabbat oneg, likdosh Yahuwah mikubad. Not only this, but mo. Not only this, but more. When Sabbath comes, I welcome it with psalmody, with psalms, with chants, eises, and song. When Sabbath comes, we honor it. We honor with psalmody, chants, eises, and song. As is said, Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbat, a psalm, Mizmor, a chant, Isis, Shir, a song, Liyom HaShabbat, for the Sabbath day, for the day of the Sabbath. Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbat. Rav Lewi Levi taught, when Adam sinned up against the command of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, against the command of the Holy One, blessed be He, Ha'el, Ha'el, the power of the Almighty, sat in judgment upon him to punish him. But what was the outcome? You find that Adam was created on the eve of HaShabbat, the eve of the Sabbath. In the first hour, he came into being as a thought. In the second hour, Ha'el Ha'elohim, the power, consulted the ministering angels, And here, Midrash note, they remonstrated with Ha'Elohim, with the power, the true God, against the angels remonstrated with Ha'Elohim, with the power, the Elohim, against the making of man. Here. See, referred to the Midrash on Mizmor, on Psalm 8, the second perek, the second section, refer to more on this on the Midrash, the Psalm on Psalm 8.2. In the third, Ha'il Ha'Elohim gathered the dust. In the fourth, Ha'Elohim kneaded the dust. In the fifth, Ha'Elohim made the golem, And here, Midrash note on the golem, the original clay figure made to represent a man. Here, the golem is the original clay figure made to represent a man. In the sixth, Ha'Elohim jointed the parts. In the seventh, Ha'Elohim blew breath into him. In the eighth, Ha'Elohim stood him on his feet. In the ninth, Ha Elohim enjoined him. In the 10th, he sinned. He acted up. In the 11th, he was brought to judgment. In the 12th, he was driven out. Driven out because Ha Elohim, Ha'elohim, the power, was about to decree his destruction, his downstruction, his deconstruction. HaShabbat, the Sabbath, arrived and brought about his expulsion instead. Even as the ministering angels were applying to Adam the verse, even the verse from Psalm 49, Hebrewically the 13th verse, Psalm 49 and 13, that reads, Adam abideth not in honor, he is like the beast, they are destroyed. Hear, 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 Psalm 49, Hebrewically the 13th verse, that reads, Adam abideth not in honor, he is like the beast, they are destroyed. And here, here, Shema Yisrael, here, here, Mizmor Mim Tate, Mim Tate, Psalm 49, here, Hebrewically the 13th verse, that reads, We Adam, Bia Yakar, Bal Yalin, We Adam, and Adam, Adam abideth not in honor. With Adam, be a yakar bal yalin. Nimshal ka behemota nidmu. He is like the beasts that perish. Nimshal ka behemot. Ka as behemot. Ka behemota nidmu. He is like the beasts that perish. We Adam be yakara balyalina. Nimshala ka behemota nidmu. Adam abideth not in honor. He is like the beasts. They are destroyed, downstroyed. He is like the beasts that perish. We Adam bi yakara bal yalina nimshala ka behemota nidmu. Note that it is not written, he is like the beast, he is destroyed, but he is like the beast. Note that it is not written, he is like the beast, he is destroyed, but he is like beast. They are destroyed. Nimshal ka behemot. Ka behemot. Like the beast. Ka behemot nidmu. Nimshal ka behemot nidmu. This implying that Adam and Chawa, Adam and Eve were about to be destroyed, downstroyed, deconstructed, were about to be destroyed. At that moment, Ha Shabbat, the Sabbath arrived and became Adam's advocate, saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, saying to the Holy One, blessed be He, during the 6 days of creation, no one suffered punishment. And wilt thou, the I, begin it with me? Is this my holiness, my idleness, my set-apartness? Is this my rest? And thus, Adam was saved by HaShabbat, by the Sabbath plea, from destruction in Gehenna. Destruction in Gehenna. When Adam saw the power of HaShabbat, the power of the Sabbath, he was about to sing a hymn in her honor. But Hashabbat, but the Sabbath said to Adam, dost thou sing a hymn to me? To I? Let us make I and thou, I and the I, sing a hymn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Isle One. Blessed be he. Make I and I, make us, I and the I, sing a hymn to the Isle One. Blessed be he, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hence, hear, hear, hear. Hence, it is said, even in the 92nd Psalm, Hebraically the second verse that reads, it is a good thing to give thanks to Jehovah. Hear, hear, hear. Mizmor Tzadai Beit, Tzadai Beit, Psalm 92, the Beit verse, Hebraically the second verse. Tov le hodot la Yahuwah. It is a good thing. Tov, tov, good. Tov le hodot, to give thanks. Le hodot la Yahuwah. Tov le hodot la Yahuwah. It is a good thing to give thanks, young for eyes, is to Jehovah. Tov lehodot laYahuwah. Therefore, hear, 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 in today's Psalm Mizmor Hey, Psalm 5, hear, 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 concerning a psalm or song for the Sabbath, the Shabbat day. Mizmor Shir LeYom HaShabbat. So, question? Lama, why? Lama zeh, why this? Why would one have expected Adam to compose this? Because HaShabbat, the Sabbath, saved him from immediate destruction, immediate destruction, immediate deconstruction. And here, 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 the fourth of the four psalms, the four chants, the four eyes is that one would have expected Adam to compose, but that David composed. Fourthly, hear, 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 today's psalm for the leader upon the Nehilot, the inheritances. Lamnatzeach illa ha Nehilot. Lama zeh. And why would one have expected Adam to compose this? Because he was the first inheritor of the world. Because Adam was the first inheritor of the world. In another exposition of Lamnatzeach Il Hanhilot, for the leader, for the chief musician, for the leader, Il Hanhilot, upon the Nechilot, inheritances. Rav Shemuel Bar Nachmani, Samuel Bar Nachmani, took Nechilot to mean two inheritances. For David, inherited kingship, both in this world and in the Olam Haba, in this world, Olam Hazeh, and in Olam Haba, in the world to come. When Scripture says, even in Psalm 89, Hebraically the 28th verse, Psalm 89, verse 28, I will appoint him firstborn, the highest of the kings of the earth. Afaniya bekore etnehu eliona lemalke aretz. I also will appoint him firstborn. Af ani bekore etnehu
I also will appoint him firstborn. Afani bekoret nehu, the highest, the most high, the highest, Elyon, Elyon, the highest of the kings of the earth, Elyon le malke aretz. Does it really mean that David was the firstborn? Hear, hear, hear. Psalm 89, verse 28. Hear, hear, hear. Mizmor Peit 8. Psalm 89. Hear, hear, hear. Verse 38. Af ani bekor etnehu. Elyon l'malke aretz. I will appoint him firstborn. Bekor, the highest, the most high, Elyon, of the kings of the earth, Elyon l'malke aretz. Does this really mean that David was the firstborn? Is it not said of him, of David, even in 1 Samuel, 1 Shemuel, 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 14, and David and David was the youngest? V'David hu hakatan, and David, with David hu, and David he hakatan, the youngest, the smallest, with David who hakatan, with David who hakatan. Hear, 1 Shemuel, 1 Samuel, chapter 17, hear, verse 14, with David who hakatan, and David was the youngest. Lama, why? Why then does Scripture speak of him as firstborn, speak of him as Bekor, as firstborn? Because like the firstborn who takes a double portion of an inheritance, so David inherited a double portion of kingship, one portion in this world, Olam Hazeh, and the other in the Olam Haba, in the world to come. And because of the two portions, David said, I shall compose Lamnatzeach Illa Hanechilot, I shall compose for the leader upon the Nehilot, Lamnatzeach Illa Hanechilot.
What is true.
And David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
And David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd. They shall also walk in my judgments and observe my statutes and do them. And they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt. And they shall dwell therein, even they and their children, and their children's children, forever. And my servant David shall be their prince forever. Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them, and I will place them and multiply them, and will set my sanctuary in the midst of them forevermore. My tabernacle also shall be with them. Yea, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And the heathen shall know that I, the Lord, do sanctify Israel, when my sanctuary shall be in the midst of them forevermore, evermore, evermore, evermore.
You not be yourself as Ethiopia, no.
blind stares of a million pairs of eyes. The blind stares of a million pairs of eyes. The eyes, looking hard, but won't realize that they will never see the.
Chico Maslan, Chico Maslan, Chico Maslan. Children, to respect
the Shana. Lashana, Lashana, Lashana Torah. Yes, I, good year, Umatuka. Here, just riding out right here. Thank you, brothers and sisters. God bless thy, keep thy in this time. These days in this time, doing teshuva, yes, I, turning from the straight way to Yahweh, truth and life, yes, I. May the eye be sealed, and I's name written in the book of life, sealed for good sealing, yes, I. Here, riding out with the dawning prayer right here on Bakar, by Bakir, yes, I. First day, dawning, here, a dawning, not a morning. Not morning, but it's dawning. Prayer for the new light. Here. Shalom, Chavarim. Shalom, Rastafari, Chavarim. Yes, I, Rastafari.
מזמור ה' למנצח אל הנחילות מזמור לדוד.
Give ear to my words, O Lord, O Lord.
אמרי האזינה אדוני.
Consider my meditation.
בינה הדיגי.
Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God. My King and my.
מלכי ואלוהי.
For unto thee will I pray.
כי אליך אתפלל.
My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee, and will look up. For thou art not a God that hath pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell with thee. The foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity. Thou shalt destroy them that speak leasing. The Lord will abhor the bloody and deceitful man. But as for me, I will come into thy house in the multitude of thy mercy, and in thy fear will I worship toward thy holy temple. Lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness because of mine enemies. Make thy way straight before my face. For there is no faithfulness in their mouth. Their inward part is very wickedness. Their throat is an open sepulchre. They flatter with their tongue. Destroy thou them, O God. Let them fall by their own counsels. Cast them out in the multitude of their transgressions, for they have rebelled against thee. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. For thou, Lord, wilt bless the righteous. With favor wilt thou compass him, as with a shield.
Lashana, Lashana Torah, O Matuka, happy, happy new year. Welcome at this summit, Adarasachu, yes I, Laila Tov, Boker Tov, Chavarim, yes I. Good day, new light.